Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. This is where we hear from the businesses and services available in the Buffalo area. And if you'd like to be on the program, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by Chris Reichmuth, the owner of Reflection Pools and Liner Guys. And first of all, Chris, just to establish pretty significant presence here in Western New York, how many places, locations do you have?
We have one location currently located in Lancaster, where we mainly do our service and obviously our building out of our in-ground pools and the different things that we do. We're set up as a company that does full service, anywhere from openings to closings of pools, heater replacements, pump replacements, filter replacements, pressure test and leak detection. And then the higher-end stuff, we get into actually building pools. Our main focus for building pools is fiberglass pools. We do barrier reef pools, which is based out of South Carolina. And we also do Imagine pools. And then, which is kind of also unique, we in this market, there's a pool out there now. They're known as hybrid pools, which are kind of a crossbreed between an above-ground pool and an in-ground pool. It's kind of something that's new to the industry. It's come out within the last 10 years where basically you go into a backyard, and if somebody's got like a hill, you can kind of build it both ways. So a pool can be half buried and then the other half's totally exposed.
Oh, well, that kind of makes sense, actually. I was going to ask you if you did both in-ground and above-ground, but obviously you've indicated that you do, and now with this hybrid, kind of a new thing for people.
Yes, yeah. So it's basically – so we don't do above-ground installs. That's not kind of our forte of what we do, but the hybrid – like I said, it's kind of a unique market because it kind of capitalizes in between the people that obviously you have the people just looking for an above ground pool and they want something obviously in say 10 to 15 years when their kids are older they can tear down and not have in their backyard. A hybrid pool is kind of that in between from expense wise and everything from going to an in-ground pool. The different kind of pools that are out there and people listening, I obviously don't know if everybody knows the difference, but obviously you're low end, you're going to an above ground, and then the next step up is a hybrid in price point where it kind of gives you the benefits of an in-ground pool, but it's not the price of an in-ground pool. And then when you go from next step up from there is vinyl liner pools, which vinyl liner pools now is the low end of the in-ground market. It's to the point now where like vinyl liner replacements are every 10 to 12 years, people got to look at, and cost of that is $3,000 to $5,000, which we do plenty of vinyl liner replacements every year with Liner Guys side of the business. And then the next step you get up to is fiberglass pools, which is what our main focus is. Reason being, once fiberglass pool's in, the maintenance is less than a vinyl liner pool. It's less than a gunite pool. It's just your initial cost up front compared to a vinyl liner pool is more. Typically, it can be anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 more based on the same size and shape. The last type of pool that's out there, which is not as popular up in this market, is gunite pools, and that's just because obviously the seasons are shorter, and guys, when they typically build gunite pools, it's more of a couple month long project for them to actually do it. So, and there's only a couple guys in the area to do it.
What can you tell me about dimensions of pools, both above and in-ground? Because back in my day, and in fact at my house, we had a typical round above-ground pool. What is the smallest size you do offer?
The smallest size for a fiberglass pool that you can get that we currently have is, we just did one last year, was 8.6 by 17. They do ones, some of the manufacturers make like a 10 by 16. So if you got a small backyard, a fiberglass pool can go back in the yard. It just really depends on access. So obviously you're picking up a shell of a pool. It can either be by excavator if it fits, or you can get into where you actually have to crane it up and over the house and drop it in a yard. Obviously everybody's seen it on, you know, Extreme Home Makeover when they do things like that. Obviously most guys don't want to take that risk, don't want to do it if they don't have to. They prefer to, you know, pick it up, carry it to a backyard with an excavator, and drop it in the hole and then kind of go on its way. And then you could go typically with fiberglass pools, the widest you normally can go is 16 feet. Reason being is it's trucked in on a tractor trailer. So that's what fits on a tractor trailer. Length is 40 feet is typically the longest you can get. So,
and you've installed something that big?
The biggest we have currently installed was a 16 by 35. And that's, you know, seeing it once it's kind of picked up and carried, it's decent size. You know, but we've also installed the small end of it. You know, 8.6 by 17. I think another one, which was like a kidney shape, was like 10 by 20. So it depends on what the homeowner's looking for. You know, in a backyard, it's just, you know, it's all personal preference and what you want and what you're looking to use it for. And that's things when I'm talking to a homeowner, that's what I take into consideration. I try to ask, you know, what are you using the pool for? Is it you're going to use it for exercise? So you're doing laps and swimming. Is it just going to be the hangout pool where everybody's coming over and you're normally used to having 50, 60 people at your house and you just want something everybody get in and they can play volleyball or basketball in the pool? And so those are all things you kind of take into consideration before, you know, I direct somebody towards what they want for a type of pool. So,
listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN, speaking with Chris Reichmuth, who is the owner of Reflection Pools and Liner Guys. And as long as we're on that part of the title of what you do, Liner Guys. So you do a little bit more than just pools, right?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, Liner Guys, the Liner Guys side of the business, we service pools. We also... part of that, so servicing, I mean, you know, that's anywhere from weekly clean-ins to, you know, full pump replacements, full filter replacements, heaters if you have issues, they need repairs, we do that. Salt generators, which is the more common thing that everybody has nowadays. We also do, which is starting to come a little more popular for places, is a product called Rub Rock, which is rubber resurfacing. People kind of know those when you kind of go to kids' parks and you see the rubber resurfacing for kids to run on now. We also do that. The beauty of that is, like, if you have a, you know, it could be an existing deck that's cracked and pitted, but you don't want to spend the money to have it ripped out because, you know, unfortunately everybody knows in this market, you know, it, this time of year it's cold. Summer gets here, so now... for concrete, that's not the greatest thing. The beauty of this product is it's rubber. It has 40% flexibility. So once it's on top of a product that even though it has pitting, it's not going to go anywhere. So it can shift with the concrete. It can do everything it's supposed to. And now you have a brand new looking deck or patio or sidewalk that you don't have to worry about.
Well, you just mentioned the conditions right now, so I'm going to go out and assume that that means that you actually can work sometimes in conditions like this, actually do some of the installations?
Yes. So that's other – so for, like, the fiberglass pool side of things, actually right now you could be putting pools in as we speak. The only thing that currently wouldn't be able to get done is the actual concrete that would go around the pool, but the pool itself could be installed, the plumbing could be run – you could run the gas line, the electrical, all that stuff could be run. I mean, the beauty of this time of year, depending on the kind of day, if it's like in the 20s, the nice part is if you're going in somebody's backyard, that ground is frozen. So you're not tearing up the yard. So now you go in, you dig the hole, you put the pool in, you leave. You know, then when the time comes in the spring, when everything's finally warms back up, you can come finally finish and do the deck, and then you're on your way, and you know, but that, and that person's ahead of everybody else. Now, as soon as the season starts, they can use the pool. Whereas if you're building a vinyl liner pool, those guys aren't digging because now they're worried that they have other concerns because they can't finish the pool. It's just going to sit there, and that just causes more mess down the line. So, and then gunite, they can maybe start framing, but they're usually not going to be trying to do it anyways, just because it will end up, you know, you don't want to leave a hole sitting in a homeowner's backyard if you can help it.
Right. Now, if there is someone out there listening and they're interested in having a pool installed this year, you already talked a little bit earlier about some of the things that, they should consider about their actual use of it.
Mm-hmm.
Any other advice you would have for someone who is now just thinking, hey, you know, I've always wanted a pool. This is the year I'm going to do it. What else do they need to know when they come to you?
Basically, for when they come to us, I mean, they kind of, you know, just have a general idea where in the yard you want it. I would kind of check with your town to make sure you kind of have a general idea where you're allowed to put it. Each town is different with their codes and their enforcements. Usually it's got to be so many feet off the fence. You got power lines, you got to kind of check with that. But I mean, this is the time of year to be thinking about it, because once the weather turns, every company is going to get to the point where they're going to be scheduled out, and then you're going to be waiting. So this is the time to call. This is the time to start doing your research. Like I, you know, I said, for us, any questions you have, even if, you know, you don't think to ask it, ask it. You're better off to ask as many questions as you possibly can and get your information and, you know, go from there.
So we've got people led up to the point where they probably could use a phone number to get a hold of you.
The number you could call for Reflection Pools, which is the building side of the company, is 716-668-1349. Again, that's 716-668-1349. We also have a website. It is www.buffaloreflectionpools.com. Again, it's www.buffaloreflectionpools.com. If you are looking for service or in-ground liner replacements or anything like that, you would want to call the liner guy's phone number, which is 716-535-6238. Again, 716-535-6238. And the website for that side of the business is www.buffaloelinerguys.com.
Easy enough. Now, you had also touched a little bit about this earlier, some of the things that make you unique. It's not like you just do the installation, drop the pools in their backyard or on top of their yard, whichever the case may be, and leave. There is some customer service that you also provide.
Correct. So once the pool's installed, we do service it. If you have questions, any person that you talk to that within my company has worked on pools, has been in the field, myself, I've been in the industry now for 15 years. My background's basically, I went from working for a distribution center that sold to every pool company in the area, to the point where, you know, I would also go out even measure some liners for some of the local guys, because either A, they didn't have time, or B, they didn't feel comfortable measuring it. To the point where now I go out and help service pools. I, you know, do what they call pool schools, where I'll stop out homeowners brand new to a house, doesn't understand the equipment, doesn't understand the steps to go through it, and I'll walk them through it. The techs that come to your house from my company, all 10 plus years that have been in the industry. So, you know, if somebody stops out, and if there happens to be an issue with some of the work we've done, do not hesitate to call. We'll immediately set somebody back out and make it right. That's usually what we strive for. We're a small growing business, but you know, the way our name travels is by word of mouth. That's the best, you know, that's the best policy. And we, you know, I try to take care of every customer I picture as, you know, it's my backyard. So
that's not a bad start. Word of mouth and also word of radio. So
yes.
Appreciate the opportunity to chat with you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
That is again Chris Reichmuth, owner of Reflection Pools and Liner Guys. We'll throw out the Reflection Pools number for you one more time before we go. 668-1349, 668-1349. And this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.